Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. My Bacardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:08 and change here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Tuesday, November 18, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our man John Basiliga and just one of his great companies, Serenity Care Senior Care, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we lost this year, but celebrate today, thanks to John. Like Attorney John Doran, Hanover Township, John Prendergast, Madison Township, and Walter Max Bendowski, West Scranton. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle, gaveling back to order with an actual gavel and sound board provided by the Slabjacker. This meeting, the Club for Common Sense, promising you that our commitment to common sense will provide a sanctuary of sanity for you in a world where so many, including the entire Democrat Party, has gone insane. Well, except for Fetterman at the moment. So we're back. We've been talking about this AI thing and these data centers. And we literally have dozens proposed for Northeast Pennsylvania. And I want to know the value. I want to know what it does for us. There's not a lot of jobs associated with it, and there are huge water and electricity demands that come from it. And I'm trying to figure that. So I said, you know what? Somebody reached out to me and said, we've got someone who knows this deal and was willing to talk about it, and that's Jay Young. He's the founder and CEO of the King Operating Corporation. He knows his energy. And that's one of the things, and just as a lead-in, this is the forecasts are eye-popping. Utilities are saying they'll need two or three times more electricity within a few years to power massive new data centers that are feeding a fast-growing AI economy. Everybody's reporting on it. And I don't know... I'm trying to figure out, well, does it make sense? Is there, and we'll ask all these questions, because I haven't really gotten satisfactory answers at this point. So we will welcome once again Jay Young, founder and CEO, King Operating Corporation. Jay, how are you?
Hey, I'm good, Bob. How you doing today?
I'm great.
Good.
So you heard the little bit of a lead-in, and I'm trying to figure out, all right, you get a data center, and there might be 30 jobs associated, maybe even, you know, a million square feet, God knows the footprint, how many acres, all the power and water needs. Are there any offshoots that benefit? Do we get an edge in the AI race for local companies? what is the benefit other than to say we have one?
Yeah, well, that's good news. I mean, it's like there's really to benefit the person that's driving the car down the road. I mean, it's like we're going to need more electricity, which means we're going to need more natural gas, which the Marcellus in Pennsylvania is, you know, is very well known for that.
Yep.
And so, you know, it's going to use up. It's going to create jobs, or the trickle down, as we always talked about. You know, the when you're in the oil and gas and you're drilling and you bring rigs to a certain area and you need natural gas, which is what we're going to need to power up these AI data centers, because electricity prices are going to go up for the average human that doesn't have anything to do with the oil business, that works in a factory, that has nothing to do with anything except their paycheck. You know, prices are going to go up, you know, and so what we can do to offset that is by drilling more in the Marcellus or in New York or other places, because you've got to have natural gas to power these AI places. And it's like everything else, it's coming, it's going to be here, whether or not we like it or not, you know, because I know there's a lot of people that don't like drilling, you know, in New York, in the Marcellus or whatever, but
we're all for drilling here. And in fact, Jay, to update you, not only was Northeastern Pennsylvania the anthracite capital of the world, anthracite coal capital of the world, we have not only the Marcellus Shale, and this is unique to Northeast Pennsylvania, we not only have the Marcellus Shale, we have the Utica Shale underneath that here in Northeast PA. And not many areas of the world could brag about that.
Right. That's great. Because those are great unconventional type plays that you can drill, and you can produce a lot of natural gas. And that's the reason why they're putting, as you mentioned, right, they're looking to put dozens of these AI data centers up in Northeastern Pennsylvania, because you have the power to do, you have the land to put up, and you have the resources that'll help drive, you know, what's needed to generate, you know, these data centers, because it's going to take a lot more.
By the way, we also have 30 billion plus gallons of mine water right underneath, and we know they need water for these data centers.
Right.
I see us as uniquely positioned to do this. I mean, you could set up and literally drill your way on your site, on site, and create your own power plant. You could drill your way down and get your water source, which wouldn't be part of the utilities. But I'm not seeing the benefits of I'm seeing the benefits of AI. I'm not seeing the benefits of having the AI centers here. That's all.
Like in Northeast Abilene, Texas, we have a big data center going there. It's huge. It's going to be, you know, one of those where it creates you're right. It doesn't create, you have a million square feet, you think you generate, you know, hundreds of jobs. It doesn't create that many, but it does create some jobs, and it's I don't know what the real big benefits are, popularity or saying we have one, or
I'm looking for
state of the art.
I like development, but see, one of the things we have in Northeast Pennsylvania with those unique resources as a given, for that would benefit AI and data center development. What we have are distribution centers. And because we have so many small distribution center, million square feet here, million square feet, but tens and tens of millions of square feet of distribution facilities here in Northeast Pennsylvania, we're starting to see, and will see, small manufacturers who are going to build around them because they could get distributed. And I'm trying to figure out, well, does AI have a similar benefit? And of course, warehousing has a heck of a lot more jobs than the data centers. Could there be a similar benefit to having AI centers here, other than the bragging rights, I guess?
Yeah, that's a good question, and I know you called me because you thought I may have the answer, but I don't really have the answer because it is.
It's, well, and it's I figured if Jay, rise, if you,
there is some
if,
trickle
it,
down.
Yeah, if you don't have the answer, there may not be an answer. You know what I mean?
Well, and if you're politically, and I'm not politically correct either. You know what I'm saying?
It's good
like
for you.
If I was politically correct, and I'd be on one side of it and go, yeah, well, it's unbelievable, you know, but I'm not. And so I just feel like that you are going to need some more drilling up there, and it's good for us, King Operating, because, you know, it's the reason why I wrote the book, The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing, and it's the reason why I'm very strong. You know, I love the thought of drilling for oil and gas, and I know there's been some pushback, like in New York for the Marcellus, and that needs to open up, you know, and of course without Biden and with Trump, drill baby drill, we're going to see, you know, more drilling activity, I feel like, up there, which is going to be good for, because natural gas prices, which is what powers electricity and AI data centers, the price is going to go up. We're at $4 a thousand now, if not $4 and change. We should be at $5 pretty soon when AI data centers start, you know, sucking up all this natural gas, which it will.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see it to where we're going to need that, which is, and two, if you bring in oil and gas and you bring in a rig or two rigs or four rigs, if you will, and start drilling up there, the trickle down, you're spending $1 billion a year in drilling for oil and gas, and $1 billion a year is great for any economy. You're going to create jobs. You're going to create a lot of revenue. And it's not only for, you know, a drilling rig and for people that are on the rig or like the show Landman. It's going to be good for the economy. It's going to be good for the donut shop. It's going to be good for, you know, the dry cleaners, the hotels, the restaurants. You know, it's good for everybody. So, when you do see the need, you will get some good results. So I guess that's an answer to your question.
Yeah.
It's good for the economy.
Well, Jay Young, I mean, the thing that I see, the benefits of tapping, further tapping the Marcellus Shale here in Northeast Pennsylvania, and then going further into the Utica Shale, is that the energy is going to be sold somewhere. I just don't know if AI is the place I want to sell it. I mean, in terms of using up local resources. Hey, we'll ship it across the country. The drilling is a given, in my view. We've got to do it, and it's important we do it, especially with New York State being so idiotic and politically correct, as you say, in preventing. Mm-hmm. They're preventing distribution of natural gas. Never mind exploration and bringing it out of the ground. They're just crazy up there. But you see it as in other words, you know, we could handle these data centers wherever they happen to be located.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're needed.
Yes.
And I mean, I know that there's. Well, they're spending $500 billion right now on these data centers and all the AI technology, and it's coming. I mean, is it a good deal? I don't know. I mean, I don't know if it's. I know that AI is great. Do you have to spend that much money?
Yeah.
On all these things, I don't know about that, but I do know they're coming, and they've got really deep pockets. They're going to spend the money. They need to generate them, and we're going to need electricity, which means we're going to need natural gas, which means that we're going to need to go drilling, and drilling is good for any. I'm a fourth generation oil and gas guy.
Mm-hmm.
I love the oil and gas business. We create funds for our investors, but it's like I love that business, and I'm glad that natural gas prices are going up. It's a great, you know, commodity. Oil is good. Gas is better because it's gassier and it's not as oily, and it's easier to operate, and it's going to be good for us. And we're drilling a lot here in Texas, Pennsylvania, we'll see its increase up there as well, because you're just going to need that commodity. The demand for natural gas will continue to go up, not only for AI data centers, but for LNG that we're shipping overseas. So the demand for natural gas is going to go up, which means that we're going to need more drilling to offset that, or the price is going to skyrocket, you know, so...
Jay, when I look at
I like that position.
When we're talking with Jay Young, he's the founder and CEO of King Operating Corporation, which they drill. They drill for oil and natural gas. What I see with the AI centers, there's going to be a huge rush. There's going to be too much capitalization. We experienced this, and I think you're old enough to recall, when we had the fiber optic cable craze. And all of a sudden, right here in Northeast Pennsylvania, Corning built rebuilt a huge former defense plant, and the there was overcapacity by the time they finished it, and it never opened. And I see that happening with I see that happening with data centers as well. There's just too much money chasing it, and you could get stuck with a data center that gets shut down or is obsolete, made obsolete by better technology in a fairly short period of time, and then that land is wasted, you know?
Right, right, exactly. Yeah, 100%. There's, and it's all the egos that are going in, and Google and Amazon and all these guys that have deep pockets, NVIDIA, you know, and so you're right, and I feel like the same way. It's like, what a great time to start shorting these stocks, but then they just keep... They keep going up and up and up.
I know.
You're like, when it's going to tumble. I feel like that in the future. But hey, I can't watch it every day, and it's not my expertise. So I'm just going to sit and continue to drill for oil and gas and make our investors happy. So
that's the important point. We need the natural gas that Northeast Pennsylvania and other areas can provide. No matter what, even if we don't build the data centers here, even if we have some other use for those properties, but it's important stuff. I'll tell you what, keep drilling. We need it, and I hope that you come up here at some point.
I'd love to. I've got a good friend that was up there for a long time, and he did very, very well up there. Economics are really great. I've never seen anything that I like yet, or I've never seen anybody. And it's because you need a great asset, a great project, and you need a team. But that is something that I would love, because I know that the numbers on the wells that come in up there are far and above, you know, like the Barnett Shale here in Texas or other natural gas, Cotton Valley. The Haynesville is close here, but it's so expensive here that you know, Marcellus may be somewhere where – I would look. Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
And don't forget about the Utica underneath that.
Yeah, love the people up there too, and the food is unbelievable. So, man, that's another reason to you know, get involved up there.
All right. Well, Jay Young, thank you very much. He's founder and CEO of King Operating Corporation. They drill. They drill, baby, drill. And we thank you for your comments on the energy industry, and we'd like to keep in touch with you on that.
That'd be great. I'd love to. And if anybody's interested, I'd send some autographed copies of my book, The Upside of Oil and Gas Investing, to the next 10 people or so that go on our website, kingoperating.com, and I'll send you an autographed copy of my book. Bob, I need to send you one as well.
You definitely have to.
I'd love for you to have one.
I definitely.
Put it right there on your desk. You call me once a week or every couple of weeks or something, and let's stay in touch. I enjoyed our conversation.
Amen. Thank you. Jay Young, founder and CEO, King Operating Corporation. We appreciate it, and I'm looking forward to getting the book.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll make sure it happens.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK, will return.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
How about that? The Who, they had their only top 10 charts hit with I Can See for Miles. This date, 1967. Do you guys remember this? U.S. Representative Leo Ryan? We had a congressman killed in this Jonestown insanity, the People's Temple. It was just this weird cult. And he and... his aide, Jackie Spire, who later became a member of Congress herself, they go down to find out what's going on down here in Guyana. And they get killed. And then the whole cult kills themselves. Absolutely crazy. It was wild. We've had these before, but not at that level. By the way, the one history... that I want to mention and repeat upon. 1883, it was the first history we did in the 9 o'clock hour. The United States and Canada adopted a system of standard time zones driven by the railroad companies. Now, these are people who built things, who built systems, who thought deeply about how this country and this economy was going to function. These are the builders you will not find on the left wing. They're destroyers. They're users and destroyers of systems. But you want to think about how significant that was, how much a part of our life that we take for granted it is. Fascinating. Time zones. Just quite amazing. I didn't want that to pass without talking about it. A couple of texts regarding our interview. Why are they needed? And I guess you're referring to data centers. They are needed to process the data that artificial intelligence apps are going to apply and that companies are going to use. They need these huge data centers. At this point, I am told by one of our great listeners, FHL, that there is new technology already which can move beyond this incredibly energy and resource-intensive process that they're doing now. And that's why I think it's going to be useless as they're building them. That's what I see. And we've had this happen many, many times before. Somebody else asking about if you use the mine water, will it risk the stability of the surface above? And the answer to that is it does not have to if you pump and dump. You pump it up, you dump it back down. Meaning, and if you're talking about the mine water. But yeah, I'm not seeing, and he's there to as an advocate for energy, Mr. Young, Jay Young. But even he doesn't know the intrinsic and the actual benefits of having a data center here in Northeast Pennsylvania, other than using massive amounts of resources and maybe saying, hey, we have one. I don't see it. I don't see the benefits. I want to hear. I'm willing to listen for more. But the fact that we've got unique energy resources and unique water resources, which would be incredibly complementary to the data center business, that doesn't mean we should build them here. So, and just for example, if they're not built here, they're going to be built somewhere else. Okay. We're still going to get the country, and we are still going to have access to the information that is crunched at data centers in Texas simultaneously. I want to hear what the benefits are supposed to be. Navy guy texts in about, this is what I advocate. If you're going to build a data center here, and I'm not sure we want any, then you better drill for your own natural gas, have your own power plant, and you better use the mine water. Somebody asked if I have any connection with the any gas companies. No. I wish I did. But yeah, Navy guy, they've got to have, in my view, and I've said this on the show before, if we build a data center here, they better have their own energy production, because we're above the Marcellus and the Utica shales, so they can. And they better have their own power plant and water source. They cannot be tapping into our utilities. It will be disastrous. All right, we'll take a break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. Let's hear from our great sponsors. Then we'll come back. A Veterans Tribute, the weather, and you at 570-883-0098.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our friend John Basiliga. And today we feature one of his great companies, Serenity Care, personal care community, with four locations, Mid-Valley, Old Forge, Wyoming, Kingston. Personal care, dementia care services. Dedicated dementia care units in Mid-Valley and Kingston locations. All four of these facilities have been completely renovated inside and out, accepting new residents. And John has a passion for providing the highest quality senior care in the area, and he does. John Prendergast, he was 75 when he passed November 5th. He was a resident of Madison Township, born in Scranton, a graduate of the great Scranton Technical High School, class of 1967. Upon graduation, he honorably served us in the U.S. Air Force during the Vietnam War. A skilled mechanic, he worked for A.J. Chevrolet in Moscow prior to his retirement. He could do it all, from blacktopping to property maintenance. He was a private man who enjoyed the solitude of living in the country. An amazing brother and uncle who'd selflessly give the shirt off his back to anyone in need. He survived by his loving family, including siblings, nieces, nephews, his former wife, and many other family members. John Prendergast, our veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Serenity Care. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, partly sunny, increasing clouds later this afternoon, 42 degrees. Tonight, cloudy with a mix of rain and snow showers. There could be an accumulation somewhere between a trace and 2 inches south of Wilkes-Barre Scranton, low 32. Wednesday morning showers, then partly sunny, 42 degrees. Thursday, partly sunny, 45. Bob Cadaro back with you. Well, these interesting, it's an interesting discussion. Somebody said, hello, Bob, LTS. I say AI will bring a level of control over a free society like the world has never seen. Digital vaccine passports, social credit systems, digital currencies, facial recognitions and tracking software, smart electrical metering and monitoring that can remotely control people's power usage. This is very bad. Buckle up, baby. Jim from Bloomsburg says AI is prisons for humans. It can be. You saw where the Biden administration was headed. You see where the Democrat Party will take us. I played that clip from Victor David Hansen yesterday. There's only one way bigger government can go. Control over your lives and loss of your freedom. Period. There is no room for both. But I'm going to say this, Jim. It's coming, no matter what. And when you have evil, malign forces like Red China, we've got to show that we are in the lead, and we've got to be in the lead with artificial intelligence. So there isn't a choice in terms of its development. The choice is in how it's governed and what it is used for. And I tell you, people, the Biden administration, look what they were doing with social media. Their proposal, by the way, for AI was to have only two or three companies doing artificial intelligence. And you know what that means? That means they can control them. So we need multiple sources of companies. It's got to be in a free marketplace. Or you're right, it will become an engine of control for the government. Joe from Edwardsville texts in. He says, I also work in the gas industry. The consumer needs to know that just like coffee, cattle on the hoof, and magnets, natural gas is a commodity that is bought, sold, traded, and the supply well controlled. Undoubtedly, an increase in demand for electricity will cause an increase in demand for natural gas. The supply will be restricted, and the price will go up. Although mom and pop may see intangible benefits from AI, they will undoubtedly pay out of pocket so that investors and corporate ownership profit from the ventures. As it ever was. You're exactly right, Joe. As it ever was. And that's why if they develop a center and we agree, our localities agree, they've got to provide their own power and they've got to provide their own water, or it will be hell for the rest of us. And not enough jobs to justify it. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I can, and by the way, I've got a very open mind about it. I've got a very open mind about it, and it's coming. I'm not even on the side. Well, no, this AI is evil. No, I'm not. You can't stop it. And frankly, based on world competition and the dangers that evil in this world present, we've got to be in the lead. But it can be dangerous in the hands of the wrong people, like the left-wing lunatics, who will use it for control. That's a guarantee. It's not a guess. We already saw what they tried to do regarding the flow of information on social media. They tried to control it for the benefit of the government. And who was the government? They were the people spreading the most misinformation. It wasn't lunatics in their basements. It was the government spreading the worst lies during COVID and beyond. Please remember that. Yeah, there's true dangers, but hey, it's coming. It is coming. And it is going to be a huge force in the economy across this country and around the world. And we better be in the lead, because it's also a huge factor in national defense. Huge. So the question becomes, we're going to let it flourish. We're going to encourage it to flourish here. But where will it be used? And is it coming to our backyard? Now, this is not a NIMBY thing. We've got limited real estate to be developed here. And it's got to be developed to the maximum benefit of the most people. And that means jobs to me. Construction's a big part, no doubt about it. But again, I see this AI and these data centers, I can see them becoming obsolete before they're finished. Just like the fiber optic cable plant in Benton Township, Lackawanna County. I could see it happening. So AI won't stop, but this pretty basic technology, it really is. It's just, hey, computer after computer after computer. There's no brilliance to it, by the way. It's let's have tons of computer and computing power, which requires tons of energy, tons of water, and we'll crunch it that way. I think there are already technologies that will make it obsolete. And by the way, they're going to overbuild this data centers in this country anyway. And if you can't sell your computer usage to some big company, or if that big company doesn't need it anymore, it'll sit. And you'll have a big, beautiful building with nothing happening. It's going to happen. Chaz from Greenfield. Bob, when I was young, we didn't have computers, the internet, or cell phone. Now we can't live without them. In the future, we'll not be able to live without AI. I agree. It's happening. It's an inevitability. All right. We have to take our break. Bob Cadaro, WILK. We'll be back. Couple of notes. That's the Temptations. They move from number 13 to number 6, Murph said. With their 14th top 10 and 36th career hit, Papa Was a Rolling Stone. This date, 1972. Bob Cadaro back with you. Our man Mark from Hazleton wanted it. We already had Steamboat Willie, Mark, so we didn't give you credit. The Bulldog already had it. But I'm happy you told us. I'm happy you. It's good that you re-emphasized it. Now, also, my friend the Viking. He's up in New England. He's saying, greetings from Chappaquiddick, a place with way too many left-wing loonies. Mrs. Viking has 24 adults and 14 children coming to our cottage for Thanksgiving, the oldest being six. It should be quite a fiasco. The Viking hopes to win the award for listener farthest away from Scranton at 400 miles to the program. And I passed on to him. I said, unfortunately for that, we've got listeners in Texas checking in, Florida, South Carolina, Virginia, who are, which, well, no, Virginia may not be farther, but Viking, you get an honorary prize. Bunch of other texts I want to get to on the AI thing, but let's get to the blower first. We got Ray from Mountaintop. Ray, how are you, man?
Oh, Robert, when I hear your voice, it's wonderful. But, you know, there's one or two things I wanted to touch base on. But before that, I have this great need to go to confession. And
so do I.
I want you to hear. I want you to hear my sins.
Now, we've got limited time only because I just looked up. It's 11 o'clock. But I looked at my watch, my Cardo's watch, you know.
Well, all right. So Fire. So that you could just give me absolution. Forgive me, Robert, for I sinned.
You do have
I committed listener heresy. I put on The View yesterday rather than listening to you.
Well, that's just craziness. I know. Feel sorry for you.
Please forgive me, Robert. Please forgive me.
I do. I think that was punishment. God. That was punishment enough.
It was a self-inflicted wound.
Yeah,
self-inflicted wound. Robert, I'll give you a call when you have more time.
We have time after. I've got Monday musings, and then we'll have time after the 20 mark or so. Okay. Would love to.
Okay, I'll check back then.
Would love it. Thank you.
All right, Robert.
All right, my friend.
Thank you.
Yeah, my Bacardo Jewelers watch. It never fails. It tells me when I'm beyond time, and that's because we're at 11:01 and change. Quick, let me get to these texts, a couple of these quickly. That's why I love this time slot. That's why I beg them for it, because I can do this. A couple of intelligent texts. Hello, I'm a retired boilermaker, 35 years active. There are wells that have been capped, meaning gas wells, that have the volume of gas required to provide data centers. The data centers will be built primarily at existing power stations. That's why Governor Shapiro nixed Reggie, LTS. We had to get out of Reggie, and that would be one of the benefits. Someone else texts in, Bob, I just tuned in. A monster data center, a backyard, plus Casey's train from New York will change our area. I thought Democrats were for protecting the environment. If I wanted to live in a crazy place, I would move to a place with urban sprawl. Another, for years I wondered, we have so many scam sites, misinformation, lies, and distortions about history. However, it's concerning that AI is simply a culmination of data gathering, yet lacking discernment and the ability to know fact from intentional untruths. All these things true. All these things true, but it's coming no matter what. So let's figure it out. But and by the way, we need it to come because of world adversaries. If we were an island, if we could just delay it and do all that, but we can't. All right. Way over, 11:03. We'll take this break for the news. We'll be back with Monday Musings on a Tuesday with John Perillo.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.